From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. A grisly search is underway at a remote ranch in Death Valley. The ranch once served as a hideaway for Charles Manson. In 1969, he went on a killing spree. Actress Sharon Tate and six others were brutally murdered. Now, nearly 40 years later, there are suspicions that other Manson victims may be buried at this ranch. Some of the nation's top forensic experts and detectives from Inyo County, California, have gathered there to take a look. And NPR's Carrie Kahn is there, too, at the edge of Death Valley National Park. She joins us now. Carrie, the obvious question, why start looking for bodies now after all these years? Was there some new information that prompted this?
There really isn't any new information. This is all the work of a detective about 4 hours away from here in a city called Mammoth Lakes. And it's a hobby of his, forensic science, and he has a cadaver-sniffing dog. This dog is named Buster. He's a black lab. And so he decided to take Buster one day, and the dog, to his surprise, actually did alert on some sites. So he's taken this on as a mission of his own, and there was a lot of media attention and a lot of attention from the citizenry, and I guess there was a lot of pressure on the Inyo County Sheriff. He finally relented and said, let's just put an end to these rumors once and for all. Let's go up there and dig and see if we could find any bodies.
Now, Carrie, set the scene for us. Is the ranch actually inside Death Valley National Park?
It's right at the edge. We're at the southern end of the park. The ranch is about 25 miles from where we're at. We're at a ghost town. It's called Ballarat. There really isn't a lot left of this ghost town. There's one building and I see an old Ford tractor out there. You know, a lot of people come here that are curiosity seekers. There are even some followers still of the so-called Manson family that come out here and head out to the ranch. But it is very desolate. It's triple-digit heat all through the summer, sometimes up to 130 degrees. Desolate. It doesn't even describe the scenery here.
That ranch has been described as a very spooky place. Any theories about who Manson and his gang might have buried there? Are there missing persons that they're looking for?
The rumors have been for years that runaways came up to the ranch and they never left. But, you know, there are absolutely no names of people that they're looking for. There are no family members that are suspect that maybe their loved ones are still on the ranch. And, you know, the number of bodies, it's all, again, rumors. I was talking to the unofficial mayor of Ballarat here, the ghost town. He said he's heard it for years that maybe there's two bodies, up to 30 bodies. Nobody really knows.
Now, the dig that's going on there today, it isn't exactly just a few deputies with picks and shovels. Tell us more about these forensic experts and what they're doing out there at the ranch.
Right. They're using technology that just didn't exist 40 years ago. They have ground-penetrating radar. They also have magnetometers. And they also have some of the most famous experts of forensic science. There is an expert here from the so-called body farm at the Oak Ridge National Lab in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he's an expert on forensics of decomposing bodies. And a lot of these people are here volunteering for this county.
Carrie, what happens if they do find bodies out there? What does that mean for Charles Manson? He's already doing a life sentence for the Sharon Tate killing spree.
It is unclear what Inyo County would do. This is a very poor county, and I'm sure they have other priorities than to prosecute murders that happened more than 40 years ago. That's what a lot of the citizenry say. As you said, Manson is in prison for life. He has no chance of parole. He comes up periodically for parole, but he's always summarily turned down, as are all the other so-called family members. And he was sentenced to death, but those sentences were commuted when they abolished the death penalty in California. They were commuted to life. And now that the death penalty is back on the books in California, some people are hoping that maybe he could be put to death for these murders.
How long are they going to be out there working on this?
The dig goes on for about 4 days unless they find something. And they said that that's about it. They're going to do it for 3 or 4 days and see what they can find and hopefully put an end to these rumors once and for all.
That's NPR's Carrie Kahn talking to us from Death Valley, where authorities are looking for bodies at an old hideout of Charles Manson. Thanks so much, Carrie.
You're welcome, Michelle.
And you can see photos of those forensic efforts at NPR.org.
Thank you.